Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into another episode of the A Convo with Mo podcast. It's your girl Mo Diggs. And today on episode 103, we are going to be talking about nurturing friendships in your mid to late 20s, guys. I'm so excited for this topic because recently on my Instagram, we've been talking about just low maintenance friendships, the importance of friendships, maintaining friendships. And I really want to do an episode on this. I feel like just talking about friendships, right? Especially in your late 20s, there's like so many different dynamics in your friendships, right? There's like quality over quantity. We're going to get into that. And we're also going to get into what role like communication takes in maintaining friendships. I personally don't believe in low maintenance friendships. I really don't. But I think, you know, there's a balance, you know what I mean? Investing in self-care to enhance your friendships and just like friendships. We're gonna talk about all things friendships. Like I said, I feel like in my late 20s, I am now more than ever realizing the importance of friendships, especially after having a baby. I feel like, and he's under a year, but I feel like there's so much that I've learned through having him and friendships. A lot of people say that they lose friends after having a baby and friendships change. And I will say my friendships have gotten even stronger. And having a baby has showed me the importance of community and just like having people around you, girl. Because who is a better babysitter than your homegirl? It's like, no, I'm just playing. But honestly, like, and on those days where it's just rough, like, I have friends that hold me down, calling me every day, checking on me, checking on my son. Like, and I always say, like, people be like, oh, if you don't check on my son, you not my friend. But I always say, they just met him, child. They need to check on me. Like, I'm your friend. It's like, no, I'm just playing. I'm not playing. I'm kind of serious. Like, really, like, he's not y'all friend. Y'all are my friend. So y'all owe me loyalty. And by way of making sure that I'm good, my son gonna be good. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna make sure my son is good. So yeah, I just feel like if you checking on me, you being a good friend to me, you taking care of my son's mother, and you're doing him just due. You get what I'm saying? But anyways, friendships are so important outside of being a mom. Friendships in general are just so important. There are a lot of changes that happen in friendships as people transition from their early to late 20s. Like, who I was when I was in my early 20s does not match who I am now. Okay, I'm a grown woman. And I just feel like my friendships needed to match that as I was getting older. And it's so uncomfortable to grow and also maintain and grow your friendships. And not like grow as in quantity, but grow as in quality. You know what I mean? And so I noticed with myself that once I turned like 25, 26, some of the stuff that I let fly when I was like in my early 20s and high school, late high school, early college, was not flying. Like, some jokes didn't fly, some events didn't fly, some things just did not fly. And I didn't know how to express my uncomfortability without sounding like, you know, just weird. Like, oh girl, what has gotten into you kind of vibes. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like when I was trying to express like, I don't like that anymore, it just felt like I just felt so weird, even myself. Like, I don't even feel like I was being perceived as weird, but I just felt like it was so weird to go from, this is something that in our friendships we've done for years. And now at 25, I'm just like, I don't like that anymore. And it was difficult. And I feel like that those moments are what help like foster deep, deep friendships, right? Those moments where it's like, okay, this is a test of our friendship. Right now, I'm telling you, this is something that we've done for years. And I'm telling you right now, this has to end, but I still want this friendship and I still appreciate our sisterhood. And I feel like if the other person on the other end is able to receive the change and the dynamic, you guys will last a lifetime. But if you're growing and you're trying to help grow your friendships as far as quality, the quality of your friendship and boundaries and things like that, and the person on the receiving end isn't receiving it, then I think that's a good test to maybe this isn't the friendship that's going to last the test of time. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think as we're getting older, so many different things are happening, right? Busy schedules. I mean, I just feel like I've never been as busy. And I feel like I felt like when I was in college, I was so busy. Like, I had class, I had this, I had that. And, like, it's literally class and this and that. And, like, what is this and that? Literally nothing. But I feel like now I just have work and I have my son and I have my husband and I have my friends. Like, my schedule is just, like, so busy that it's, like, if you don't send me a Google Calendar, baby, it's not happening. I feel like there's also career advancements, right? Like, people are trying to get to the next level in their career. So they're tunnel vision, or they're trying to hit this, you know, sale for their business, or they're trying to get to this goal. And it's just so many career advancements. And then you have your personal growth, right? Which is also, like, uncomfortable and painful within yourself. And I feel like maintaining friendships amidst all of this is a challenge in your late 20s. And it makes you at this point want to be like, I don't even want friends, baby. I just want to be by myself. Like, leave me alone. But it is like, girl, like, it is so important to, even in that season of just like, I don't have time, to make time for your friends, because they will make time for you. I always say, like, if my friends show up for me, I'm showing up for them 100-fold. Like, you're not going to show up for me and I don't show up for you. I have to show up for you, because I just feel like it takes a lot. Everybody is so busy. So every single time that somebody takes their time off for me, I want to make sure that they feel that back. And also, like, let's just talk about the fact that, like, dating in your late 20s is like a shit show. Like, there's pee in the dating pool. I'm not dating currently, but I just know, like, based off of a bunch of my homegirls, like, I just know it is not lit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie, most of my homegirls are in really committed relationships right now, and their relationships are actually flourishing. But some of my homegirls do be telling me it is pee in the dating pool. And having pee in the dating pool and, like, going through guys that are nice and not so nice, you got to make sure that you got that stability in your friendships. Like, what's that song, Beyonce? I'm your girl, you my girl, we all, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to make sure that even through the midst of all these great guys, bad guys, medium guys, your girlfriends, your friendships, those things stay solid. Them girls stay solid. Which is why it is so important to foster meaningful, meaningful, meaningful connections. So something that is really important to me is quality over quantity. I went a lot of my teen and early 20 years having one best friend. Well, I had, like, one really, really good friend, and then, like, a bunch of other friends. Because I felt like as long as I manage this one good friendship who I know will hold me down, and we are still best friends to this day, I always got my girl. And I think that's so important right now. Now I am doing a better job of balance, because I do have a lot of great friends, and I'm trying to make sure that I'm not only, I'm saying F them and managing my one good friend. I'm, like, trying to make sure that I acknowledge all of my great, great friendships and, you know, make those connections in all of my friendships. It used to be so hard for me to make new friends, guys. You have no idea. Like, it was, like, uncomfortable for me, because I always felt like, I don't know, I just felt like, no, I don't have the time. I don't really want to make, I just uncomfortable, like, making new friends. I mean, it still is. Like, I don't want you to think I'm pressed to be your friend, and I don't want you to think that I think that you're pressed to be, like, I just felt like it was just this weird, like, let me know if you know what I mean. Like, making friends is just, like, I feel like it's probably still as hard, but I know more people now, so it's easier to just be like, oh, like this girl's my vibe. Like, let's, you know what I mean? Let's see where this is gonna go. I feel like, let's talk about how I actually, now in my late 20s, I actually know that this is somebody that I want them to be my friend. Just like traits of a meaningful friendship. I feel like when something that shows me that someone is going to be a good friend to me is just like how they handle their other friends. I think that's important. So, like, if we're meeting for, like, the first time or the first couple times we hang out, I feel like, you know, you're not treating your other friends good, or, you know, your integrity is a little shiesty. I'm like, no, you know what? We'll just be cool on it. We just be cool on the internet. You know, we're not even going to get into how social media comes into play in friendships. I think that's a podcast in itself, but I'll just be like, you know what? I don't even want to tap into that. Like, we'll just keep it strictly to the DMs. But I feel like if I see that someone has integrity, if they're a good time, I'm all about good vibes, guys. Like, if I get good energy from you, if I get good vibes from you, oh, we're going to be locked in, okay? Because life is already hard. I need light friends, like friends that are just going to bring good energy, good vibes. That doesn't mean that we're not going to have hard times. Never that, because I know the hard times come and go. But I do know that when I call you, we're gonna have a good cry and then a good kiki. You know what I mean? Good cry and a good kiki balance, you know? And so I think the ways why I'd identify someone that I want to be my friend is good energy, good vibes, integrity. I can tell you're integral in how you treat your other friends. Then I'm like, okay, now I can mess with you. Making sure that the people that you're trying to be friends with are good people and not just like, oh, I think you're pretty, or like, I think you're a vibe, like on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, actually getting good energy from them IRL, like in real life, and, you know, seeing that they're integral and that, you know, they're actually just genuinely good people. That's when you're like, you know what? Doesn't mean that they're not going to make mistakes in the friendship, right? That doesn't mean that they're not going to fumble or, you know, make a mistake here and there. It just means that they will treat you well and you then in turn will treat them well. You know what I mean? Now, as far as like growing that friendship, that's really hard and it's so uncomfortable for me. I hate growing friendships like in that beginning stage because it's like, I don't want you to think I'm hitting you up too much and I don't, you know, I want to, like, it's just a lot. Like, it's too much, but I do it and I go out of my way to reach out. I go out of my way to make up, link up. So I give myself, I do, like, in the beginning of those friendships, 3 strikes, you're out, right? You get like 3 chances in the early stages, like in my ongoing friendships, like people don't respond to text messages. That's fine. 3 strikes, you're out. So this is how I go. If I reach out to you and you don't hit me back, that's 1 strike, right? Then let's say I double text you and you do get back to me, but then I say, oh, let's link up, and you're not able to link up. That's strike 2, right? Then it's like a third. I'm going to make a third attempt to reach out or link up. And if that doesn't work, then that's strike 3 and you're out. But that doesn't mean that we can't, you know, be cool. I'm not beefing with you. It's just, I don't think this friendship is going to work because I am trying to nurture, you know, this new friendship. And maybe I'm just not your vibe, or maybe you don't have the time right now. Maybe it's not the right season for you, but I'm just going to fall back. And then I'll just see if maybe when you're ready and you want to foster the relationship, then so be it. And if you never do, then that's fine. It's no smoke or anything like that. But that's the way that I protect myself. And I think that's the way you should protect yourself, because it's just like dating, making new friendships, right? Like, it can be painful when you're reaching out to someone and they're not getting back to you. You know what I mean? I'm going to take a break right now, guys, and take a sip of this chai tea. Because one thing about me, I will let my tea get cold. That's like how I navigate friendships that are new. For my current friendships and how I, you know, create those meaningful relationships, I hit my friends up at least once a week. I have friends that I talk to every day, but I make sure with most of my friendships, I send a check-in at least once a week. I have friendships that are bi-weekly, and we know that we reach out to each other bi-weekly, right? Like, that's like a thing. Like, oh, like, you, I know you are on a schedule and you don't be having time, or I know you're always traveling, so I'm going to try to catch you, or you're going to try to catch me. And we have that understanding in those friendships. Doesn't mean that it's low maintenance though, because those same friends will also show up for me when, like, pick up whenever I call, and they'll show up for me whenever I have an event or anything like that. And they'll, you know, they get my son gifts, and like, it's very intentional, which is why I don't feel like it's not low maintenance, because there's a lot of thought put to it, right? I call my friends all the time. I make sure that I'm there. I make sure that I'm checking up on them. And then also, like, when you have a deep friendship, I think it's important to foster a relationship with what's important to them, right? So like, maybe their partner or their family, like knowing their family and knowing their partner and making sure that you know what's going on in their life and keeping up with their updates, right? Like, the worst thing is like, you get on the phone with your girlfriend and they're like, damn. And they're like, remember when I was telling you about this really important thing? And they're like, oh my gosh, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, it is just the worst feeling ever. So yeah, let's try to sustain the communication within the friendships. And I think that goes into my next topic, right? Like, communication and sustaining friendships and why that is like a huge role. Earlier, we talked about just like having those awkward conversations when you're transitioning from your early 20s to your late 20s, and how like maybe some boundaries are changing and that's, you know, uncomfortable. And but you have to say it, right? Like someone can't just know that you're changing and you're evolving, so you don't like this thing anymore. And I think that is, I just want to highlight that again, like the importance of open and honest communication in maintaining a strong friendship, right? So like everyone is so busy. Everyone has different priorities, but if you do not effectively communicate with your friends, like the friendships will dissolve and they like what is it? Anonymity, like frustration, things like that will build because of a lack of communication. And I know that firsthand. Like I had a friend that was doing something that I you know, I'm saying it like I hated. I was like, oh no, this is like, I hate when you do this, but I would never say it to her. Like I would never say it. And it was tearing apart our friendship on my end. Like she was like, oh, we're great. Like that's my girl. And on my end, I was like, I actually, like, I'm on the verge of saying I don't want to be friends with you anymore. And I feel like because I was able to then just share like, hey, I don't like this. I actually didn't like when you did this. They were just like, oh, for sure. I got you. Like, that's so easy. Like, I'm so sorry that you felt that way. I had no idea. And I always feel like we're not mind readers, guys, and neither are your friends. It's not their responsibility to know what you like and what you don't like if you have not expressed it to them. It's not their responsibility. You have to communicate. If you do not like something that your friend is doing, you have to say, hey, this is a boundary that I've now recently put up. Can you please abide by this boundary that I've set? Or, hey, I don't like when you do this. It makes me feel this way. If you don't do that, they will not know. They will have no idea. Not even, they will have zero idea because no one's a mind reader. And I think it's so important to remember that when navigating friendships in your late 20s, because I don't know that your schedule is so busy and that you're booked and you're doing all these different things and, you know, you have all these meetings throughout the day. You need to communicate that to me so that I know, so that maybe I'm not, you know, setting up plans and you can't make it and all this stuff and I'm not faulting you. Like, I have to know what's going on in your life. I have to know how you feel. And you have to communicate different things that are going on in your life and different, you know, just open and honest communication to maintain strong friendships. Like, I think it's so important. And I feel like people always say it, right? Like, communication, communication. But it's just like, if you don't say it, nobody will know, you know? And I think my last thing is just balancing friendships with other priorities. So there are so many challenges in balancing your friendships with your career, your relationship, your personal goals, but you have to find the balance. Otherwise, you'll lose all your friendships. And then when everything is going well for you and you want to celebrate, you'll have nobody there except for your partner, which is still fine, but it's like, nah, like you need your girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think just your intimate relationship with your partner is like all that can sustain you in life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I believe you need community. I think it's important to be able to prioritize, like, and it's hard, right? Like, it's super hard. Like, it's not easy to prioritize maintaining a healthy social life, especially in your late 20s and your mid to late 20s. Like, this is specific to our era, because it's different when, like, your best friend lives in the dorm next to you. But when your best friend lives, like three states away or across the country or in a different continent, like it's so hard to maintain and or like time management or prioritizing them at all. And so I think first things first is just setting boundaries and managing expectation in every single one of your friendships. Like, know where you stand. Like, know if this is really your best friend, if this is like your medium friend, or if this is like an associate. You know what I mean? I think those are like three levels. Like, these are like my best friends, my great friends, and my associates. You know, like, I don't call everyone my friend because, like, we're old now. Like, we're older. Like, we know we're not friends. You know what I mean? Like, we just know each other, or we're associates, or we're business partners. Like, we work closely together. You know what I mean? And that's where our friendship lies, right? Like, in our business partnership. You know what I mean? But I think it's important to really, you know, set the boundaries on those things and managing your expectation in your friendships, knowing what people want from you in a friendship. And it's so easy to just ask. Like, and I think it's fair. Like, if someone asks, like, hey, what, like, in relationships, we'll be like, what are you looking for in a relationship? Like, I think it's so important to ask your friends every now and then, like, hey, am I being a good friend? Like, what are you looking for in a friendship with me? Like, how can I be a better friend to you? You know? And you know what? I think I'm going to do that today. Like, I think I'm going to ask all my friends, like, hey, how can I be a better friend to you? Like, what does that look like? Because we're not perfect, and sometimes we feel like we're managing our friendships and everything well, but some people need more, and you need to be able to either give them that or tell them that you can't, you know? And so, yeah, like, that's it for today's episode, guys. Just remembering that, like, understanding the dynamic of all your different friendships is so important. I'm going to say quality over quantity, fostering meaningful connections in the friendships that you do have and managing those that you do and letting go some of those that you don't want to, you know what I mean, that you can't maintain or that aren't beneficial to you. And then I feel like communicating in your friendships and then balancing your friendships with your other priorities, like maintaining that, you know, balancing your friendships with your relationships. And this is my last part, is like, there's so many women that get into relationships and forget about their girlfriends, but then the relationships don't work. And then they like have to crawl back to their girlfriends. And it's like, I'm always gonna let you back into my space, girl, because I never let you go, but don't be that girl. And so, yeah, that's it. Like, I'm, it's so important to me to just tell you guys to maintain your friendships, guys. Like, life is so much better with your girlfriend. Lock in with your girls, love the girls, be a girl's girl. Okay. That is it for today's episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Don't forget to follow me at MoDigga and engage with me at A Convo with Mo. My DMs are open to any questions or any convos based off of the topics of the podcast. And that's it. Make sure you guys leave reviews on Apple or on Spotify. Thank you guys so much again. Okay, bye.